Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support and guide us during these times of accelerating energies in order to embody, integrate, remember our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And in this episode, we are going to talk all about the energies of this new lunar cycle we're stepping into, this portal of creation that is the Virgo Elul new moon. And this new moon is happening late on the 22nd, August 22nd, 11:06 PST, Pacific Standard Time. And at 2:06 Eastern Standard Time in the US, on the 23rd of August, 7:06 Central European Time. So it is happening and it is intense. These energies. Oof. However, I don't think you guys should be surprised, because this is what we've been doing. We've been working on this energy and on heightening and accelerating energies. We've been running on this for at least a year. And yes, they have been intensifying, and so are the solar flares, but this is all a good thing. Remember, the perspective of astrology that we go by here in this sacred container is the one of empowerment. It is one of sovereignty. It is one of these energies are working for us, not to us. The perspective, if you follow me, if you've listened to my podcast episodes before, you know that the perspective that I follow is a Kabbalistic, is a Sophianic Kabbalistic, and that's a term coined by my teacher and my friend Ana Otero. It's a mystical perspective of biblical astrology. So it is quite ancient, and I do take into account the tropical and the sidereal in my analysis of this moon. However, I find that the Aramaic Hebrew creation frequencies that rule this new lunar cycle that we're going into, and any lunar cycle that we go into, really adds a potent layer of energy that is often missing from other interpretations. And as always, I invite you to take what resonates with you, allow it, feel into it, allow it to see if it works with your energy. If it doesn't, it's all good. Because remember, every single one of us has our own unique frequency that we vibrate at, our own resonance. And some things will vibrate right now, some won't vibrate with you, maybe until whenever the time is right for those codes to be opened within you, to be awakened. It's all about timing. Astrology is about timing. It is about learning how to work with the energetic cycles of the earth, the moon, the celestial bodies. Remembering that every celestial body has its own sacred geometry and its own frequency that it also lends to creation, which is the world that we exist in. So back to this Virgo new moon. Virgo is a very near and dear energy to my heart, as I have a major conjunction. My moon and my Pluto are in a very tight conjunction in Virgo. So for me, I understand Virgo energy really, really well. And it is a beautiful energy of healing, of sovereignty, of embodied transformation. It is an energy that is incredibly healing. It is an energy that is incredibly analytical, and it seeks to analyze and compartmentalize in some ways the world and our behaviors, our routines, our actions, our daily habits, and perfect them so we may become true embodied vessels for the creation energy that animates us. So Virgo energy is a very beautiful energy of healing, of creation. It's an earth sign. It is an energy that is associated with the grain goddess, Demeter, what is her name in Roman astrology? It'll come to me when I have absolutely no need for that information. But she is the earth goddess. She is the embodiment of the fruition, because remember, in the northern hemisphere, Virgo season marks the beginning of the harvest. So this is a time when we are really taking stock of what we have manifested, what we have birthed, what we have created. It is an energy that is associated with the priestess, the high priestess, the goddess Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, and the virgin queen and goddess. And let's talk a little bit about virgin. The concept of physical virginity in the way that Judeo-Christian thought and religions and dogmas quantify it now did not come into play until about the 3rd or 4th century, okay? After the death of Mother Mary, Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, and the Christ, the original apostles. It's a very new concept. It was not original to the teachings. What was a virgin? A priestess, which was what Mother Mary was. She was not a passive bystander that the Holy Spirit just conceived light into. No, she was probably the highest incarnation of a light being that has embodied on earth. So she was a very powerful light being that embodied through light conception, because she came in through Mother Anna. And if you go into the museums in Spain, there are some beautiful, I think it was in Saragossa, but there are some beautiful paintings of Mother Mary, Mother Anna, the grandmother of Yeshua, teaching Mother Mary how to read, teaching her how to be a priestess, because Mother Anna herself was a priestess of the light. She was well acquainted, well versed with the wisdom, Chokhmah traditions of that time, the mystical traditions of this lineage, which is what we're going back to. We're going back to the roots of what this energy and this frequency actually represented. And to be a virgin was to be sovereign. To be sovereign is to be whole, to be complete. Nothing to do with purity of a sexual nature. All to do with the purity of your being, which had nothing to do with sexuality. It was the purity of your intention, the purity of your actions, the purity of your embodiment. So now that we got that out of the way, because I do want to say that, because I think many women in particular, men hold this too, but a lot of women, we hold this wounding when it comes to our own sexual power, our sexuality, our sensuality. We hold a lot of guilt and shame and trauma because of how society has distorted for power, for control, for manipulation, for money, etc., what it means to be a virgin, what it means to be sovereign, what it means to be an embodied priestess of the light. This means that you consecrate your life. You are uniting your life with the divine. This doesn't mean that light conception in those times didn't happen. It happened with the absence of a male partner. It could happen with a male partner. Light conception was a practice and a technology, a spiritual technology that was used. And you can find it in many other lineages. You can find it in the Buddhist pantheon. It is said that Maya birthed Gautama, Siddhartha, the Buddha, through light conception. It is found in the Asian Chinese. Like, it is found all over the world where there were these highly trained priestesses that conceived high ascended master beings through their sacred vessel, because woman is the portal for creation, for the unseen to be born into the physical manifested world. They were the portals, and they were the ones that chose to learn and to prepare their vessels to be able to birth, conceive, to gestate, and to birth the light into humanity. This is something that we are remembering. This is particularly important during Virgo season, because Virgo season, we're in the shadow. If we speak about this world, we know that there is light and dark. Why? Because we exist in this plane of duality. The purpose of duality is to teach us to come back into union. We can't come back into union if we don't understand and don't comprehend what the shadow of something, how it manifests, and how it manifests within us, within each and every one of us. The shadow of Virgo is perfectionism. It is being overly hypercritical and being so stuck in the head that you don't move forward because you're trying to make everything perfect, but you're not taking into account that everything already is perfect. God, divine, mother, father, God, goddess, Allah, makes no mistakes. There are no mistakes to creation. You are not a mistake. Whatever you've experienced is not a mistake. All of it is a manifestation of the divine, for the divine to experience itself through that. So this energy, it's time we remember, and I'm moving away from reclaiming, because to reclaim means that someone took it away from you. To reclaim, there's a certain bit of anger and hostility and resentment and pain and trauma that comes with saying you're reclaiming your power, reclaiming your sovereignty, reclaiming your femininity, whatever. Stick whatever adjective you want to stick in there. There is a certain, you gave your power away and someone took it from you. That's what I should say. Someone took it from you. The truth is that you gave it away, which means it could never actually reside outside of you. It was always within you, even when you thought you gave it away. So it really is about coming back into remembrance of who we are, of ourselves as soul, as infinite, as sovereign, as fully embodied. Whether you're in a masculine or a feminine embodiment or whatever, it does not matter. Every soul is perfect, just as it is, with your trials and tribulations, with your joys, with your pain, with your success, with your quote-unquote failures, because remember, there are no failures. So this is particularly important to remember during Virgo season, because there is the tendency to be overly in your head about how things need to get done. And what's happening in the sky, let me just tell you, there's no, we have to, we really, if I keep telling yous, we got to let go, we have to trust, we have to have faith, we have to surrender. There's a reason for that, because the energies are only getting more and more heightened, and we must have faith. We must trust in the divine, in the unfolding of our soul. Our soul knows exactly what's up. It's our human self that needs to catch up. And the more that we get in the mind, because there are two Aramaic frequencies that created Virgo that are ruling this season, one of them created Mercury, which rules Virgo, Resh, and it has to do with the mind. Mercury is the mind. So the ego gets in the way of you fulfilling your mission and your purpose. In order to embody the higher aspect of this sovereign virgin queen energy, this energy that moves forward boldly with complete trust and faith, we must get out of the ego. We must step into deeper humility. We must get out of the mind and come back to the heart. The sacral and the throat chakras are activated during this season, and this moon is happening at 0 degrees. 0 degrees is a critical degree. It is the cosmic womb. It is all and nothing. It is the infinity, the eternity, the infinite potential that exists in the emptiness that is empty and whole at the same time, because in its emptiness, it is complete with creation. It is full of creative, infinite potential. It's just in its raw, unseen essence, in its purest form. This is the energy that is being rained and showered upon us during this moon. We have the opportunity to come back into our primordial essence, to embody our full and radiant infinite selves, to recognize that every moment is a seed. Every word, every action, every thought, everything is yet another way that we can express creation and the divine through us, through our sacred vessel. It is important during this time to let go of victim and martyr programming. Because Virgo separates and eliminates the chaos of the ego in its highest essence. So you can embody your sacred essence. You can be free to express your infinite self. And in order to be free to express this infinite part of ourselves, we must let go of the programs and the patterns and the karmas and the limiting beliefs and everything that keeps us in separation. And that deeply involves victim and martyr programming. If you think that something is being done to you, if you compare yourself to others, you're falling prey to that mentality, that us versus them. And no one wins that game. If we play in the game of duality, constantly trying to one-up something or another, we're going to lose, because that is not a solution. That is perpetuating more of the same, and it is up to us to transcend that energy, that frequency that seeks to divide and seeks to obfuscate and confuse, and that seeks to separate ourselves, not just from our soul, but from the divine, from one another, from the earth, etc. We cannot live like this anymore. This energy is, so there is what's happening in the world. Well, in the cosmic realms, I should say. What's happening in the cosmic world is there is what is called, the configuration is called the finger of God. It's called a Yod configuration. And it is what happens when there's a sextile between two planets, and then there's two in conjunctions between those planets and a third party. That third party, so it's like a very skinny triangle. That third party is the sun and moon at 0 degrees of Virgo. And the inconjunctions are happening with Pluto and with Saturn and Neptune. So there's a lot of potent energy in the mix. And I want to talk about the Yod. Because Yod created Virgo, and Yod is interestingly the name of this astrological configuration. And Yod means seed. It's the smallest letter in the Aramaic Hebrew alphabet, and it's the seed of infinite potential. It is the idea, the seed, in its smallest entity, in its smallest part. The seed that contains the immense power and potential of creation. That is the Yod. And the Yod brings us into humility. And humility is something that a lot of people can struggle with, because we tend to think that our merits and our blessings and everything is us. But what we don't understand is nothing is us. We don't understand that as fragments of the divine, we really are one with the divine, which means everything that we think is ours is actually the divine's. It's actually God, goddesses. So there is no actual ownership, not even of our triumphs, and not even of our quote-unquote failures, because everything is interconnected. When we can acknowledge that the divine is the source of everything, all of our abilities, always, in every way, we liberate ourselves from that wanting to compete, because we recognize that there is no competition. There is no competition because everything and everyone is an aspect of Source, God, Goddess. Down to the smallest, minutest droplet in the ocean, everything is creation. Second teaching of the Yud is karma. It's actually a karmic teaching. It's action equals consequence. Every one of our actions has a ripple effect. Doesn't matter how small it is. And many times we like to think that, you know, oh, well, that's just a little thing. But no, little things matter. That anal part of Virgo that looks at the details, all those details, they matter. We cannot create if we do not pay attention. We cannot, it's not so much we can't create, because we're always creating. We cannot co-create something of value when the details are off. You just can't. You can't build a house and have 1 degree be off and then think the house is going to stand. It's not going to. So we must be aware that every action has a consequence, and actually be conscious of it and allow ourselves to rectify and correct whatever needs to be corrected within us. As I mentioned, Yod is the primordial seed from which all creation originates. It is the divine spark, the infinite potential present in all things. And it is also the Yod Virgo is associated with the two light beings that were Yohanan, John the Baptist, and Eliyahu, both prophets. And they represent humility, faith, and devotion to the divine. And their presence allows for deep and profound transformation and change in our lives. So what does that have to do, I mean, with this configuration? So the configuration is called a Yod. And the thing is that I think it's a very apt name. I have a Yod in my natal chart, which is a finger of God. It's a fated element. So there are astrologers that say, well, it's a fated element, and, you know, this, it's destiny. And they kind of focus on the fatalistic aspect of it. My perspective, with the wisdom that I have gained from my studies, is that this is one of the deepest and most potent configurations, because in this configuration, we hold the seed for infinite expansion, infinite transformation, infinite growth, infinite embodiment of our soul. This is what this configuration means to me. This is my interpretation of it. It's a very harmonious, even though on the surface it's chaotic, on the surface it's faded, on the surface there's going to be stuff that comes out of left field because the solution is out of left field. That's the reason. But that is the beauty and the harmony of this configuration. If you surrender to the energy, the answer will come from an unexpected place. And that unexpected place is your infinite alignment to the divine. That is where it comes from. We don't need to understand everything. And that is the pitfall, another pitfall of Virgo. Virgo wants to quantify, understand, analyze, know for certain that this, if I do A and I do B, then C follows, and that's how it rolls. No. That's not how it works. We must learn that in this human experience, in this thing we call life, there are some aspects that are within our control, and yet there are many more that are not close to us, but they're hidden. That's the word. They are hidden from us. And they are hidden from us because at that point, we're not ready. We're not ready to be the vessel to incarnate that light. We're not ready for that promotion. We're not ready for that soulmate. We're not ready for the baby. We're not ready. We're not ready. And it's okay to be not ready. It's okay to not be sure of how things are going to work. Because newsflash, we don't know how anything is going to work. Even those of us who are highly intuitive and read energy, we tune into multiple timelines. So there are multiple timelines that open up with every action and with every word, with every thought. Multiple timelines open up. Multiple timelines are open in one single moment. You can sort of, as an intuitive, know what's coming down the road. However, for certain, no. There are no guarantees because we are in this co-creative spiral, in this co-creative dance with the divine energies, with creation itself, expanding creation every moment. So we cannot know. And when you can surrender and trust and have faith in that not knowing and see the beauty of the process, that is when you have harmonized and activated the higher level of Virgo. Because that higher level of Virgo aims for perfection and understands that everything is perfect because it is about the process. It is about the intentions. It is about seeding creation in every moment and being conscious of what we are calling in. It is about having discernment, which brings in the Reish. Reish created Mercury. Mercury rules Virgo. Reish brings in free will, wisdom, discernment, that hunger, that thirst for wisdom, and the knowledge that when in the scriptures it says to be poor, that's the only way to reach the kingdom of heaven. To be poor does not mean actual poverty of the material sense, of the resources sense. It means to be emptied. And it means to long for the true richness, which is wisdom, the embodiment of wisdom. Reish is also humility. In order to receive the wisdom, we must be open. We must be emptied. We must be cracked open. And some of us, myself included, we need to be fully cracked. There is no middle ground. There is no, oh, we just need to open it a little bit. No, you need to be completely open. So if you're like me, have no fear. It's coming. It's just a matter of surrendering. And I laugh because of how much I resisted this concept of just allowing myself to just be fully decimated. Just decimated. Because in that complete obliteration of my ego, that's when I was able, and I have been able, to embody deeper wisdom. And that's the path, that dissolution of the self to be reconfigured and then dissolved again and reconfigured. It's that eternal cycle, that spiral of creation, that is that embodiment of wisdom. So wisdom, Sophia, only comes when you are humble. And then, of course, the aspect of Mercury that is, it reminds us, because Mercury is the messenger to gods, to the gods and the divine, it reminds us that we must cultivate with our actions the unity of heaven and earth, the embodiment of that unity of heaven and earth, and we must strengthen our relationship with the divine. That's that frequency. Wisdom, discernment, just always working on that relationship with the divine. Because whether we're looking for a partner or a new job, what we're truly looking for is union with our soul and the divine. That is ultimately the goal of our experience. The goal of our experience is that union, that merging, that infinite oneness, that experience of that infinite oneness in our human form. It's important with this configuration to let go. Let go of everything you think you know, how you think it's going to work out. Let go of the trying to plot and scheme and plan and hyper-analyze. Let go. Trust and surrender in the divine. The more that you try and control anything, the more resistance and the more chaos will emerge. Let's break down these configurations. So Neptune represents the soul unembodied, also the planet of illusion. But in the Kabbalistic, the mystical framework that we're working with, it represents the soul unembodied. The moon represents your soul in the body. Neptune is the soul in its complete, full glory, fully expanded, in complete union with the divine. It's that Pisces energy, that dissolution into the all, which is very, very aptly the polarity of Virgo is Pisces. So we have this Neptunian energy joined in a conjunction with Saturn, which is structure, time, mission. It is all about discipline and commitment. And we can fight, we can resist, or we can unite these opposing forces, and they're seemingly opposing, but at the same time, they're supposed to work together. Because why are they supposed to work together? Because we do need the structure and the discipline and the commitment and to know what time it is in order for us to embody and live our mission. We cannot embody and live our mission in this physical plane without Saturn. Without the energy of Saturn, we cannot do what our soul incarnated to do, to embody, to correct, to heal, without discipline, without commitment, without structure, without understanding how time works in this physical realm, because we live in this physical realm. Together, these two energies, Neptune and Saturn in Aries, represent the importance and the necessity for us to be in oneness and in union, and to know that everything is valid, all of it is relevant, all of it is a part of our mission. There is no separation. Separation is an illusion. This beautiful conjunction is in a sextile with Pluto, which is the planet of death, rebirth, transformation, secrets, the mysteries, the unconscious, the hidden layers. And this keeps coming up. We have the ability with this conjunction and with this configuration to access the unconscious and hidden layers that have been keeping us from the full embodiment of our mission and our soul. But here's the but: we have to allow ourselves to see, because Pluto likes to go deep, and Pluto might show you some things you don't want to see. However, you have to be willing to see it with the true sight. And to do that, we must let go of fear. We must stop allowing fear, or what will other people think, or whatever other nonsense we plague ourselves with, to stop ourselves from evolving into our next iteration. Because the not willingness to see, the not willingness to experience, the resistance is what keeps us stuck. So we must understand that everything we're going through, all of it is happening for us. And of course, there's the sun and the moon in Virgo at 0 degrees, a critical degree. So we have infinite possibilities opening up for us if we are willing to allow ourselves to enter into the primordial waters of creation. And before we enter these waters, we must allow ourselves to be purified by the fires of purification. and then we enter the primordial waters of creation to be rebirthed in our sovereignty, our mission, embodying our soul. As I mentioned, there is no need to reclaim. All we must do is remember. Create the space for you to align with the truth of your being. You are soul. You are infinite and expansive. You are embodied here for a reason, to express the divine Allah's God, Goddess's nature through your experience. That is absolutely beautiful and perfect in and of itself. You are love. You are light. And yes, it is challenging. Yes, it is hard, quote unquote, and you got this. The more that we hold on to old, outdated patterns of thinking, being, doing, the more we will remain stuck. The more that we think we have to just do something on the surface and act the part, fake it till you make it, no, that's not flying. That's what so many people do. They think, oh, well, you know, if I have this crystal or if I just go to this thing, you know, then I'm spiritual. No, honey, that's not how it works. You got to be willing to go in. And when I mean in to the depths of your being, to deconstruct the layers of ego and the stuff that is not yours and let it go. You have to be willing to let it go. You cannot heal. Virgo is all about healing. You cannot heal if you stay stuck and reclaiming. This time I will use reclaiming. Reclaiming the disease. Reclaiming the problem. Reclaiming the whatever happened. If you keep reclaiming it, it's not going to evolve. It's not going to change because you're not remembering who you are. You're not remembering that you chose this because you knew this would bring you to a deeper level of evolution, a deeper level of embodiment, a deeper level of sovereignty and empowerment when it comes to your soul mission and your purpose and your human incarnation. This sun and moon is also in a trine with Chiron, the wounded healer. This brings us deep, profound healing, healing that is on a subconscious and even quantum levels. And it also reminds us that wounds do not make you broken. Wounds make you a warrior. They are lessons you chose to experience yourself as soul to remember, to come back into oneness, to remember your infinite oneness. And it is in our daily activities, our routines, our habits, that the divine lives. The divine expresses itself in the day-to-day, in the mundane. Virgo rules your health, your daily habits, your routine, the small minutiae that we like to ignore, that we like to think, oh no, it doesn't matter. It's just my muggle job. It's just this. No, honey, it's not just that. Everything matters. Nowhere but in our daily conscious actions can we align and embody with divine presence with our soul. You know that saying, the devil is in the details? No. God, Allah, God, Goddess, Source is in the details. In the tiniest droplet of water, in the smallest blade of grass, in your mundane thoughts, words, actions, that is where we experience the divine. Nowhere else, it is within. The kingdom of heaven is within. And we still like to think that the solution is outside of ourselves, but it's not. The solution is within you. The solution is you. So next time you encounter something and you have the choice between A or B, I invite you to ask, what is a pathway that has never existed before? How can I create a new pathway and allow it to open up before me? Because it's never just A or B. It's never just I have to do this or that. No, there's always something else. And if it's something that has never existed before, even better. But this is what we're coming to. We're coming to the age where we are understanding that everything is energy, everything is frequency, which means we can come up with something that is completely different, completely new and unexperienced. We can experience the divine in unexpected ways. The last thing I want to talk about is this Uranus square, the sun moon. And this is a challenge, this is a test. And the way that I'm feeling it is we're being torn. Do we allow ourselves to believe that the savior is technology, AI, rapid innovative change without heart and soul, without the divine? Or do we harness change and innovation and allow it to serve creation? And I know this is an either or situation that I posed for us. However, in the or, there really is an infinite way that that could express. In the allowing yourself to harness change and innovation in a way that serves creation, that serves the divine, that serves your soul and humanity, that can express in heavens knows how many ways. However, inorganic innovation can only express itself in destruction. And that is the reason for that, is that when something is not anchored in truth, in love, in creation energy, when it is devoid of soul, when it is devoid of light, which is creation energy, all it can do is destroy. And we have to figure out where we're going to lie on that spectrum. Do we live and remember our harmony, our oneness with the earth, with Gaia? Or do we continue to live in exile, separate from ourselves, from God, from the divine, from the earth, thinking that the solution is outside of us? The solution is to give our power away to something external. That's that Uranian energy that's coming in. Uranus is fast, Kundalini energy, technological advancements, innovation. However, when we allow ourselves to be ruled by technology, by something that is devoid of soul, devoid of presence, devoid of divine spark, when we allow that to rule us, we allow ourselves to be separated from our infinite selves, from the divine, from source, God, goddess. And that being said, it's a very important moon because we really have a profound and deep opportunity to allow ourselves the space to create the container, to sanctify the vessel for your expansion, for your creation, for your embodiment of soul and the divine through your actions, through your thoughts, through your words, your frequency, your resonance. That is what is going to attract certain experiences to you and align you with the path that is in your highest alignment. That is the purpose of spirituality, of understanding these energies. To understand how they work, understand how they work with our energy, and understand how we can harness them to align and to expand ourselves and creation through us. Happy Virgo New Moon. It's a very exciting energy because this is also the beginning of eclipse season. This new moon is marking the beginning of eclipse season, which happens with the full moon. And if you're in Atlanta, sound healing, high vibing, link is below. It's a very potent energy, and there's room for everything. All kinds of shenanigans can happen. However, regardless of whatever unexpectedly pops off, if you remain in your heart, if you continue doing your work to purify your vessel, to prepare yourself, to create the container and the vessel for your expansion, everything will work for your expansion. Everything. There is no setbacks. There's only your growth and your continued evolution and expansion. So have a joyous new moon. Set your intentions, even though it's wonky energy, and expect the unexpected. We're going into the season of the eclipses. Expect the unexpected. And allow yourself to come into deeper union with the divine, with your soul, with God, Goddess, Alaha. Don't forget to tune in to the sound activation for this new moon and this Virgo Elul lunar cycle. That sound activation is good for the entire next month, so feel free to revisit it as many times as you want. And I will see you in the next episode. Have a blessed new moon. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Follow me on social media. You can find me at Aurea Lara on Instagram and at Embodying the Shekhinah. You can also find me on YouTube, where I share longer format videos, at Aurea Lara. It's all linked below. I'm working on a retreat in Ireland, middle of May, Pleiadian alignment. So stay tuned for that. And I'm working on the revamping of my website. So I cannot wait to unveil those. And of course, if you would like a one-to-one session, feel free to email me or check the link for my one-on-one sessions. Have a blessed, blessed new moon. Ahava.